When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Monday, July 12th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. July 11th is the best day, right? Because it's 7-Eleven day and you get free smoothies or whatever, at slushies, at 7-Elevens all around the country, except in Indianapolis, because we don't have 7-Elevens here. Anyway, it's July 12th. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Call 317-849-2933 to make an appointment with the best dentist in the history of the world, my dentist the last 28 years, the great Dr. Mike O'Neill. Let's talk about sports. If you like the video, hit like. Why wouldn't you? Let's talk about the Colts for a minute. Last week, I graded all the position groups for the Colts, and I gave the Colts an A- in their running game. And people said, what are you talking about? They're an A. Look at Jonathan Taylor, Marlon Mack's going to be back. You've got Nyheim Hines. You've got Jordan Wilkins. My God, what kind of an idiot are you? You know what? Here's the kind of idiot I am. I think I went too high. I don't think they're an A minus. I think they're a B plus or a B. Their running game is going to have to carry a lot of the weight for this offense because at the receiving positions, they don't have a lot of talent. That's just the way it is. You don't have an A guy. You don't have a number one receiver. Can Michael Pittman become that? Maybe. All right? But the running game has got to carry a lot of the water for this running attack and the offense for the Colts. Here's why they're not an A. All right? Because the Titans are an A. And you can't be an A while Titans are up here, Colts are down here. You can't say that these people are an A because there's no letter higher than an A. Where do you put the Titans, for goodness sake? They've got Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry last year ran for 2,027 yards. Jonathan Taylor is nice. I love Jonathan Taylor. And with Marlon Mack being back, they're going to be better. But Jonathan Taylor only ran for 1,169 yards last year. Now, where the running game is going to take a step up is Carson Wentz can run with the football, kind of like Andrew Luck did. Phillip Rivers did not run with the football. All right, so you take a step up at the quarterback position. Carson Wentz can probably go out and gain 250, 300 yards running the football, which is going to elevate your running game. But from a use standpoint and from just an explosivity standpoint, the Titans have got the Colts beat. Derrick Henry's awesome. And last year, the Titans ran for 2,690 yards, number two in the NFL. The Colts ran for 1,996. That was 11th. So this is not an A. The Colts are not an A, at least not at this point. The Titans are an A. You want to grow up to be the Titans. You want to grow up, if you're Jonathan Taylor, to be Derrick Henry. But Derrick Henry's a bell cow, man. Derrick Henry led the NFL the last 2 years, not just in yards, but in rushing attempts. And last year, touched the ball almost 400 times. That is a lot. And when you get to the 400 touch area, there have been guys historically who have faded after they've hit that mark, especially for two consecutive years. So the Titans may take a step back. The Colts may take a step up. But judging who they were in 2020 and applying that towards 2021, the Titans are the A in the AFC South, not the Colts. Hopefully the Colts can get there. Right now, they're a little bit short, and that's the way it is. And if that makes you mad, it makes you mad. But what are we going to do? This is reality. We've got to speak in what we've seen, not speak to what we hope is going to happen. I hope to get an A. I used to tell my dad that all the time. Dad would say, I'm in junior high. Dad would say, hey, how'd you do on that science test? I said, I aced it. I'd get it back. I got a 76. I got a C. Dad would say, what the hell happened? What happened to the acing? You know, I was living in hope and dying in desperation. What do you want me to do? Fever won the third straight yesterday, which is terrific. The bad news is that they're going into the Olympic break, and they've only got four wins on the season. That three-game winning streak was necessary to bring the Fever to within 2.5 games of the 11th spot in the WNBA. But they're playing good basketball. We need to mention it because we don't talk about the Fever a lot, because what the hell are you going to say about a team that loses virtually every game? They're no longer doing that, so we lift them. You know what, Tamika Catchings, running the franchise, nice going into the break on a three-game winning streak. Marianne Stanley, nice going into the break on a three-game winning streak, right? Tiffany Mitchell, Kelsey Mitchell, all the Mitchells playing as hard as they can for the Fever and getting some wins out of it, which is nice. They're off for the next 5 weeks. The Bucks beat the Suns yesterday 120 to 100. The Suns went from hitting 20 threes in a game to hitting 9. That's a big difference. That's a 33-point difference. And they took 10 fewer free throws than did the Bucks. The Bucks made 9 more. 9 of those 10 bonus free throws. Suns aren't happy about it, but you don't lose by 20 because of a 10 free throw disparity. That's not the way math works. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, unbelievable yesterday, 41 and 13. Drew Holiday hit 5 threes, played really good defense. That's the way the Bucks need to play in order to stay in this series. They are a win Wednesday night away from really making this a series. And best 2 out of 3, that'd be kind of fun. I get the feeling that not a lot of people are watching this, not a lot of people are interested in it. That's kind of a shame, because I think basketball, these NBA finals, I think it's wonderful to watch. The Suns are great to watch. Giannis, watching him light it up is interesting and fun. I dig it. I think the series is awesome. Team USA won the FIBA World Cup U19 gold medal yesterday. Jaden Ivey was awesome with 16 points. He, of course, from Purdue University in that basketball program. And so good for Team USA. They were really, really good. And I think Jaden Ivey is going to come back to Purdue and be one of the, I think he's the first team All-Big Ten guy this upcoming year. Caleb First, who's going to be a freshman at Purdue, didn't play like a freshman in this tournament. Yesterday, 4 points, 4 rebounds in 10 minutes, but he looks ready to contribute in the Big Ten. Purdue bringing back a lot of guys and then adding to that with Caleb First and Trey Kaufman also. I think the Boilermakers are a top 5 team. I think they wind up going to the Final Four, and I think that they're going to win the Big Ten over Michigan. So we'll see. I am bullish on Purdue, in part because of these games this summer where Ivy and First balled out, and then yesterday in the bronze medal game, Team Canada beat Serbia, and Zach Edey went off yesterday and did some nice work with 12 and 12. So there you go, 7-4. Not a lot of 7-4 roaming around college basketball campuses. They all seem to wind up at Purdue, don't they? Yeah, you had Isaac Haas. Now you got Edey. HSC, great. You had the guy with the swoopy hair, too, who transferred out to Brigham Young. I don't remember his name, because once people transfer, it's out of sight, out of mind. I got no time for transfers. People who leave Purdue, people who leave Indiana, goodbye, good night, good luck, right? Italy won the Euro 2020 yesterday in PKs over England. Really fun game to watch. England scores in the first half. Italy with the equalizer in the second. Both teams get very tight after that. Not a lot of attacking after that. A lot of midfield possession of the ball. And then you go to PKs. England, they bury their first two and then miss their last three. So Italy with the 3-2 advantage in PKs. And Italy wins the Euro 2020 title. First major final for England since 1966. So there you go. And the fans at Wembley, of course, went haywire and got very racist on social media and did some vandalism in London, which is unfortunate and ridiculous. You know what? If you ever go to London, you go to England, and you listen to people, they complete their sentences. They speak in complete sentences, and it's really kind of fun. And then you realize when something like this happens, you know what? Good grammar doesn't mean good human being. And so the English just as prone to racism as anyone else, and it's a real shame. Just awful. Terrible behavior. And what are you doing? The Cubs, yesterday, they drafted Jordan Wicks, 21st overall. He's a left-handed pitcher. The stats not gaudy this past season at Kansas State, but the year before, really, really good. A lefty with a fastball that touches 95, kind of sits in the low 90s, maybe 93. I'm not going to say it's low 90s. That's more mid-90s. He's got a great changeup. He's a guy who can get people out. Watching him reminds me a little bit of John Lester. Not as big as John Lester. This guy is 6'2", 6'3", 210 pounds, 220. Lester, of course, in the 240s, just a linebacker. And Wicks is more, I don't know, not quite a tight end, right? Not quite more a safety, really, than a linebacker. This weekend in the Futures game, Brennan Davis, he won the Futures game MVP. He hit two home runs. He's the third guy ever to hit two home runs in the Futures game. The first one, 1999, it was Alfonso Soriano. Cubs fans will remember him with some joy and some disdain. There was never a low and away slider that Alfonso Soriano wouldn't wave that 40-ounce bat at, unable to stop it. But he let off a lot of games with home runs. Yusniel Diaz did the same thing in 2018. Yusniel Diaz still toiling in the minor leagues. So there you go. HSE grad Sam Bachman had pitched at Miami of Ohio. He was taken 9th overall last night by the Los Angeles Angels. He can hit 101 on the gun with his fastball. And he projects as a guy who could wind up with the California Angels or the Los Angeles Angels of California, whatever the hell you want to call them, by the end of this season. So you got that going for you if you are the California Angels. But good stuff yesterday. That Major League Baseball draft goes on forever and a day. And I think the number of rounds is infinite. You get to draft until you run out of guys. You know, until teams are like, you know what, enough. My God, what are we doing? Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? But let's recap first. Colts, the running game, it's not as good as you think, all right? It's not better than the Titans, at least not in terms of what they did in 2020. Sam Bachman, great job. Royal, proud, right up the road, excellent work. Cubs, yesterday, rained out. Fever, they won. Team USA, gold in the U19s, Italy, champions of the Euro 2020. There is your Sports Minute, which I saved for the end, which is nice. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Where'd the recap come from? I don't do recaps. Deneen McNeese, the fabulous Deneen McNeese, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Deneen. Brent, do whatever she wants today. It's her birthday. Like, that's not what you do already, right? Like, we're in the same boat. Julie rules the roost. Julie tells me what to do. Hey, I feel like doing something. Let's go out to all right. You just say yes. I've gotten really good at saying yes. That is the secret to a happy marriage. As though you don't know. Amanda Jo, happy birthday. The great Tom Dokich, celebrating a birthday today. The great Dick Delahan, celebrating a birthday. One of the greatest high school football coaches ever. Regardless of state, regardless of era, Dick Delahan, outstanding. The number of people he's led to being productive adults through the lessons they learned playing high school football, almost incalculable. Parker Stewart, happy birthday. One of the best sports columnists ever to practice that art, the great Billy Reid. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else that's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. We got enough problems. You know what? Life brings us enough problems without each of us adding to those problems for one another. Let's solve problems for each other rather than cause them. Can we do that today? A little bit kind of humid out here today. This is, you know what, it's sticky. It's one of those days you go out to the golf course, you think, well, it's not raining, it's going to be nice, but the ground is going to be wet and you're going to plug balls. Drives me nuts. Today, inside Indiana Sports Now, we're going to talk about sports, baby. It's what we do. This is not just yipping and yapping, making the needles bounce. We don't do that. We give you sports information you can use, relevant, fun, entertaining, informational. It's what we do.